This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. An ongoing push for improved working conditions in berry fields along the West Coast is set to ramp up in the coming weeks. As KCBX reporter Jordan Bell explains, the movement is targeting a Central Coast-based company that's the largest berry distributor in the world.
The boycott of Driscoll's is being led by two groups of farm workers, one in Washington State, the other in Baja California. Michael Gasser is with the Boycott Support Committee.
Because of the working conditions that they live under, and because the growers refuse to negotiate with their unions, they've started this boycott of Driscoll's.
On Friday afternoon, the group will picket and hand out information in front of Santa Cruz Whole Foods. He says he hopes local grocers will eventually take the berries off the shelves. Driscoll's told KCBX in an email it takes farm worker treatment seriously, and it's disappointed the company continues to be unfairly targeted with secondary boycotts and dissemination of misinformation. The statement says it will support socially responsible business practices, including worker welfare. But Gasser says that's not enough.
I mean, the main demand is that the growers come to the bargaining table with the workers' unions and negotiate a contract. That's the only way that these very vulnerable people can protect themselves is through the unions.
He says the group will continue to picket in front of different stores for several weeks, and the farm worker unions plan to tour the Central Coast soon, including Santa Maria. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.